move on to old business. We have two cases.
Mr. Chairman, I'll refrain from participating since I wasn't here.
Okay. All right. The first case is 10,450.
I'm not sure if I can tell you about this, but we received a letter from Lorraine Brazier, August 13th. Remember
from the applicant?
It's from the applicant.
Is it trying to add additional?
About the netting.
Yeah, Ed.
About, you want me to read it? See, I don't know if we can, because that was the question from the, you know.
Can you pass it down? Let me take a quick look at it.
Is that after the meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's been after
it
the meeting.
It was August 13th.
That's right, yeah, it was. Ooh, okay. The council take a look at it. I'm going to look at that.
She doesn't get something like that.
I can see them people's concern.
Mr. Mills can read it.
Did you get a chance to look at it again? What'd you think?
They need more than that.
They need more. Need to fix that one they got now.
I kind of torn some balls behind there.
Oh, yeah. I just pulled up there. I didn't go back.
It needs some help.
I'll tell you what it talks about is the time frame that it would take to do the netting. So, you know, if you decide, for example, to approve it conditioned on netting or something, then we can you know, maybe try to conform it or something. It's not. It really isn't trying to justify the application any more than they did.
Yeah, because that's what that gentleman thing said that night. But I went and looked at it again, and it needs some more netting, and them holes need to be. I counted 23 holes in there. But I could see the people's concern. Did you go look at it again?
I went look at it. I counted 15 to 20 balls on the opposite side, and then probably by the trees, probably 8 or 9 by the trees. I think the netting need to go down farther. I think the one all the way over it is doing the hooking, going in the yard.
In their backyard.
Their backyard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I counted. Also,
how high were the nets?
I think it's high enough, don't you?
It's high enough, but I think they need to go another section down.
They're pretty tall telephone poles, and the only thing, there is a lot of holes in the netting, and I think it needs
to be fixed.
Extended down. Towards the rear.
Just so you know, they were suggesting 500 feet. I guess down the line, but that's only 200 and 250. Yeah, that's not bad.
About 500 feet.
That's another
500 feet is less than 200 yards. Yeah, so that's not going to be enough for a driving range.
I mean, you hit that.
Even I can hit that.
Well, yeah.
I hit them straight, but no.
Yeah, that's, it does need some more. Honestly,
it said he would add another 500.
I think what they're saying is they're proposing poles at 60 feet, I guess every 60 feet for a distance of 500 feet. And they said they can get that within about 2 weeks. Netting and replacements, 3 to 4 weeks. There's a guy, the installer's in Montana, won't be back here until October.
See, the other thing is you know, he's legal for the driving range right now, right?
Well, until the expiration of his
right. We were going to incorporate that in this to extend that to make them together.
Yeah, right? But right, to have it conform with the putt-putt course or something.
But right now, I mean, his special use for the driving range is intact, correct?
Yeah. What's the expiration on that? It's not.
It's coming up soon.
Yeah, it's not that far off.
Not that far off. And I meant
this
to
is
look
his last season, unless he gets a renewal,
right,
as I recall. But, and of course, it probably doesn't get used much after October, realistically.
But if we approve this tonight with that in with it, then he won't have to come back and renew it. Then he all might get another 5 years.
Well,
that be
any up to 5 years, I think.
Up to 5 years. Not until he fixes it though, or something.
The other thing I looked at was the way he's got his tees set up, you know, any little slice is going to go into the neighbors.
Yeah.
Whereas his family property is on the left side, and if he kind of tilts that stage a little bit, so to speak, you know, he's going to have more people hitting away from the neighbor's property, and then if they intrude, they're going to at least be into family property.
I don't know what would be cheaper, to turn it, because I looked at that too, to turn it or with the poles going in, probably cheaper to turn it, I would think.
I would think. I mean, I think that's got to be a lot cheaper than putting up all those nuts.
Because he needs another section down that, past that.
But he may need the nuts anyway. I mean, you got to, even if you turn it, somebody's going to
stuff it,
you know, go like that, you know, for up to 100 yards or so.
Slice.
I mean, realistically, you have to go, the way that's lined up with those tees, you really ought to be going 250 yards out, which is a lot more than 500 feet, because there's a lot of people out there who can hit the ball a long way.
750
is not that big a deal in this day and age.
750 feet.
That's 750 feet.
Right.
I was going to recommend 1,000 feet anyway, so I wouldn't been far off down that line, 1,000
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, like you can hit one that long.
Huh?
Like you can hit one that low.
I could hit one 10 feet, but I mean, you know. I couldn't shoot one that far.
So you're talking 1,000 feet total or in addition to what he already had?
In addition to what he already had down that line.
1,000 feet in addition to what he has.
What's he already got there?
Did you look at it, Rick?
No.
Have you ever been out there?
I've never been out there.
Well, we'll table it again. You can take a look at it.
I mean, Rick knows more about golf than I do.
John does.
If he turns it, would he need that much? He won't need that much more down.
I would think he would not have to go as far with the nets because the longer distance balls are going to be going further left, and then as they fade to the right, he's going to have a lot more room.
And he's going to be past the guy's house anyway.
Yeah, and it puts more of the risk on his neighbors on the opposite side who are family members, and he ought to be able to deal with them a lot better than these folks with little kids out in the backyard.
I do agree with her. I mean, it's not the best looking thing up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now they didn't object the last time, but then I don't know that you always know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
You know, first round.
Well, actually, I said they talked to them, they were neighbors, and they told me they were going to do
maybe they were trying
A,
to be
B,
good
C
neighbors.
Now that, yeah, that's what she said.
Can we make that up, like a motion to make them turn that?
You can make an approval condition on just about anything. Yeah. Okay. The trying to figure out though would be, you know, the degree of that you would want them to turn it. And I don't feel competent measuring that myself.
Who would do that?
Would somebody from the office be able to do that?
Yeah.
Could you do it?
We could.
Before we could leave it open for
inspector
that purpose?
Inspector can do it.
Kind of.
Who's the inspector for that area?
Oh, that was Jenny. We could do it.
You can do that.
Okay.
Yes, we can do it.
Well, if you want to do that, table it for until that meeting, and I'll try to go out with somebody from the staff who can look at that.
Hit some golf balls.
And, of course, I'll take my driver with me.
Nobody's there anyway.
We'll just try to get an idea. Yeah, it would have been.
We'll table that into our next regular meeting then. All right.
Yeah.
If I get a motion to that.
Make a motion.
Okay. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Yeah, I got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,450 until our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, that'll be.